In this quick video, we're going to learn all about pattern matching inside of C#. So Myra, what exactly is pattern matching?
So pattern matching allows you to have a better control flow of your code. And so it supports is expressions and switch statements. So you can use pattern matching to inspect an object and its properties, and then see and make decisions based on a pattern that you're looking for.
Sure. So if I had like a person class or something like that, and I had a first name and a last name, inside of my expression, I could check and see like what those are equal to, and then I can make certain decisions about what branch of code I want to run in?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Why don't we take a look at your screen and see some demos then?
Okay. So let's first look at isExpression. So with isExpression, you're now allowed to declare the variable inside the expression. So before, you couldn't do it inline like this. So now you can use it, and then number becomes in scope for you to run it.
Yeah, I remember before, I'd have to have int number at the top, and then in my expression, I'll have whatever I'm trying to evaluate, and then, you know, the rest of my code.
Yeah,
but now it's so much cleaner now, because I just have everything in one line.
Yeah, and then you maybe would have to do some boxing or like convert your code again to the type you're looking for.
Awesome.
So here is like, now I ran, converted that object to a string, and then it no longer falls into that statement.
Okay.
The next one would be the switch statement. I think that this is a really cool part of the pattern matching feature. So here's your traditional code for switch statement. So you can use integral types like integer to check for nulls and your default case on a switch statement. But now you can start adding some of the like expressions with that. So if you wanna test if the object is a string, you can do that and declare s at the same time. And then you can make tests like starts with, and then this. Oops. I can type, and then we'll print console write line.
Right.
And I'll just write string. This is a string. So if we now run test with
some string value.
So let's try one AAA. So in this case, it doesn't fall into that in that case because we're evaluating if it starts with this. So now let's, this is a sentence, and then let's see if it falls into that. So you can really have a better control of your code. It makes it a lot cleaner. You can have those case by each type of evaluation and pattern that you're looking for. So it's really cool.
Awesome. Thank you for showing us this. And now you've all just learned about pattern matching inside of C#7.